A good morning to everybody. We're going to discuss now a very important concept of taking the lessons of Sukkot and bringing it through the whole year, that we have that light of Sukkot with us through the whole year. See, every Yontiv brings a special light, a special power to every single Jew. So, for example, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Kabbalah's oil, the Melech, the idea of that Hashem is our king, and he runs everything, and he's our ruler, and he runs the world, and we're going to ultimately recognize Hashem, all of us, in a revealed way. That lesson and that heart of that carries us through every single day. And every single day of the year, we could access that light of Rosh Hashanah by being Mekabel Hashem as our Melech on that given day. Same thing with Yom Kippur, the light of Tshuva, the light of the purity of the soul, the light that Hashem is accessible all year round. You put your heart and mind to it, you're connected to Hashem, and he forgives you, and you can live with tshuva all through the year, and the light of Yom Kippur comes into the year, every single day of the year. You could bring Pesach in there. Pesach, we know, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mention all the time. This freedom, this spiritual freedom of coming out of our negative environments and our negative habits. This we could do all year round by accessing the light of Pesach all year round. Every single day. Shuas as well. The accepting of the Torah. The Nasa V'Nishma. The following of the mitzvahs and of the commandments. And we take it and we carry it. And that every day we could access Matan Torah. We could access our Nasa V'Nishma. Every single day. Chanukah, same idea. The light within the darkness. Seeing that the darkness itself will bring out the light, the greatest light. That the Golus will bring the Geula. Or through Purim, by seeing the miracle within nature. This, which is the story of Purim. And every day of the year, we could experience and access that when we see in our own lives things that seem to be natural. But ultimately, they're Hashem's hand guiding us through that natural course that we're taking. And every day we could experience it. And even days like Tisha B'Av, which seem sad. But it's a yontiv too, it will become a yontiv, to connect to the Beis HaMikdash, to connect with the Geula, to connect with the opposite of Sinas Chinam, to bring Ahavas Chinam. So this is, we just gave a short synopsis of how you could take the lessons of other Yomim Tovim into every single day. What about Sukkot? So Sukkot teaches us, of course, we're under the shadow, the tzeil, the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are under his protection now, just like we were in the Midbar, surrounded by the Anani HaKavod, where the Anani HaKavod somehow laundered our clothing and protected us from the enemies, and we were under that comfort. We were in that comfort zone of being with Hashem all the time, to feel that, to experience bitachin. Sukkot is the yontif of bitachin, and we could take that bitachin and bring it into every single day of the year. We feel the achdus, the oneness, how we are connected to all of Klal Yisrael. We're all worthy to sit in the same sukkah. Kol Yisrael ruyin leisha b'sukkah achas. We feel cared for by Hashem. We become free of worries. We allow ourselves to focus on others and their feelings and their needs, because we ourselves feel blessed and we ourselves feel protected by Hashem. And that embraces us in the sukkah. We are enveloped by his love for us all. Sukkah is the names of Hashem. The walls of the sukkah is Hashem embracing us and hugging us. Sukkot is one of those mitzvahs that is all-encompassing, like mikveh, where the whole body is within the mikveh, when you do the mitzvah of mikveh, or Eretz Yisrael. Sukkot is the same. And Hashem is embracing us. Another lesson of Sukkot that we could build and bring into the rest of the year, which comes from a bitachin, from a faith in Hashem, and knowing that Hashem runs out of the world, and every single individual is taking care of us, is the idea of joy. Is the idea of Hakaras HaToiv, gratefulness. When we recognize that Hashem rules over us, and Hashem is guiding us, and he's mefarnes us, and each one of us, when we recognize this, he gives us the ability to see, to hear, to taste, to feel. We free ourselves from worry. We free ourselves from pain. And again, it's a work in progress, so we shouldn't feel bad when we have that anxiety or downness that we have to work through. But ultimately, we do our best and we work on it, and God will give us that gift. We keep on trying and we ask for that gift, the gift of Menuchas HaNefesh. Sukkot is the simcha that comes with a menuchas hanefesh, to be happy and rejoicing in Hashem, to trust Hashem with everything, gives us menuchas Hashem hanefesh, His love of us. That's zman simchaseinu. We could take that zman simchaseinu and bring it through the whole year, even on little things that are not really little things. Our eyes that could see, the ears that could hear, the heart that could feel things, that could love another Jew. How Hashem chose us, B'nai B'nai Yisrael, that we are all the children of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We are all the children of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, emulating their ways. This is the sukkah called Sukkah Shalom, to bring peace to the world. We should be at peace with the world, with our surroundings. We should be at peace with ourselves. We're all worthy to sit in the same sukkah, all of us together, to recognize the oneness of all different parts of Klal Yisrael, and to feel one and united with all of them, especially in our times, in our day and age. No matter what religious observance we are at or not at, to feel that oneness of every single Jew, and to love them, and to feel one with them, and to feel that oneness within us also, that we are one and whole, not separate parts. The idea also of Sukkot that we bring in through the rest of the year is to tzei midiras keva lidiras arai, to go out of your permanent structure of a home to a temporary one. That's a lesson through the whole year. Because the idea is that it's not external. When we are connected to our home, meaning we're connected to the physicality of what we have and what we need in an external way, and by going out to the Diras Arai, to go out in the sukkah, go out of our comfort zones, gives us the idea of not looking at comforts as an end in and of itself. It's a big bracha to have comforts. Physical pleasures and physical things is a beautiful thing. It's a matana from Hashem, but it's a means, not an end. Car, why do you need a car? Not to just clean it and wash it or status, but to get you to where you need to go to do mitzvahs with it, or to use it for a higher purpose. Money, the same thing. It's not a goal in and of itself. It's a means to do mitzvahs. It's a means to spread goodness. So this diras arai of a sukkah, temporary dwelling of a sukkah, teaches us not to be chained by superficial things. Money is to use, but why are you using it? What are you using it for? It's gifted to you by Hashem to use for a purpose. Status. Why did Hashem give you status? Why do He give you certain talents? It's to help, to inspire. Everything Hashem gives us, we use and we channel for good. It's a beautiful bracha. There's nothing wrong with enjoying life. Beauty too. You can enjoy beauty, one's own beauty, beauty in others. But you could decorate for Hashem. You could beautify for Hashem. Not like the Greek value who basically values only beauty for beauty's sake and the physical body and that's it. We use our beauty and direct it to a godly purpose, to Hashem, to elevate us. We could take pride in it. We could be happy with it. But it's something higher than ourselves. We sense it. And that is the true purpose. And that's the only way we're going to be happy with our own beauty, with our own money, with our own car, or whatever it is that we have. Same thing with eating. You're eating. Why are you eating? You're eating to serve Hashem, to be healthy. You're working out. Same idea. To channel it. It's okay to feel good. It's okay to feel healthy and good and be in shape and look good. All this is beautiful. That's nice. That's good. But it's never an end in and of itself. That will always deteriorate. It's a purpose of why did God give me this, these blessings of beauty, of health, and whatever it is. It's okay to enjoy. You thank Hashem for it. But it's the idea of utilizing it for the sake of Hashem. Chaga Osif. We gather in everything, so and we rejoice on the harvest that we got, and all the delicious and fruits and grains and all of those beautiful physical things that we have. It's okay and even healthy to enjoy the physicality, but channel it to gratefulness to Hashem. Channel it in order to give to others. Same thing with marriage. Why do we get married? Just for someone to take care of us, or to stave our loneliness, or to use them in whatever way as an advantage to us? No, there's a higher foundation here. There's a higher goal. There's a higher purpose. The idea of Sheva Brachas is Shehakol Bara Lechvaydai. Everything is created for Hashem's honor. So you practice pre-marriage. What is your life going to be, even when you get married, but even right now, when you're not yet married? Shehakol Bara Lechvaydai. We can appreciate all the physical gifts of life and what marriage can afford, But Hashem wants us all to be in a healthy, balanced way for a purpose, a higher purpose, for values, for a higher value. In marriage, it's like you're a team. You're on a greater mission. You become one with one each other. You enjoy each other. You take pleasure in each other. You give to each other. You become fulfilled one to each other. But again, it's not just about the ego of me and you and nobody else. It's a team, a greater mission. Why do people want to have children? Just to make you happy? Just to have nachas from them? No, it's to raise them and nurture them and to build a future. It's not necessarily to receive nachas from them. It's not necessarily that you should look good through your children's successes or their whatever they do that gives you nachas. No, he gave you that neshama of your child or your children to take care of them. So the idea is that whatever talents you have, you do what your purpose for it is. That is the idea of Tzei Mederes Arai, getting out of your comfort zone. It's okay to feel comfortable for a while and appreciate it, or feel comfort outside your comfort zone. Joy does not come from just comforts of a physical home or money. Yes, we can be thankful for it. Yes, so when you go back to your homes and you enjoy, you have a bedroom and you have a bed and you have a comfortable bed and you're protected from rain and cold and heat, you know, and excess heat and everything, and you're very comfortable. Thank Hashem for it. It's beautiful. You could appreciate it. It's okay. But recognize you bring the sukkah in there in the sense you bring the Dira Sakarai. Doesn't mean all of a sudden you take away your pillows and you don't enjoy it. Doesn't mean you all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to lay down on the floor now. It doesn't mean all of a sudden in the winter it's 20 degrees outside, I'm going to not put on the heat and feel that it's 30 degrees like I'm outside in the sukkah when there's no heat. You don't have to do that. But the idea being is that you still recognize it as a Diras Arai. The key is you're with Hashem. You're with Hashem. You appreciate those comforts, but you don't get stuck in it. You don't get stuck in it. It's interesting, they did a survey, United States, which has so much luxuries, but we are not happier because of it. Our mental health is not better. And with money, they did a survey and they did studies. A certain degree of money will create a certain level of satisfaction and happiness. You need money to live normally and calmly. There's no question about it. And a Jewish family needs more than money. We need parnasa. People who say that you don't need money or it's not important, that's not the Jewish hashkafa. A yid needs parnasa. We need to ask Hashem for it, help others with it. And we have a right to ask Hashem for it. We continue to ask Hashem for it. That's perfectly fine. And enough that you don't have to worry about the bills from day to day and all of that. That's beautiful. But what happens, though, is at a certain point, so that gives you a certain satisfaction in a healthy way, but once it becomes beyond that, the satisfaction goes less and less and less, and very often there's deterioration with the more money or shefa that you have. Why is that? Because we lose sight of what's important. We get stuck in that comfort zone, and we deteriorate. So the idea of Diras Arai, of being with Hashem, the Tzel Hashem, being in the sukkah. And after sukkahs, that's what we do. We bring the sukkah into our home. We bring that Diras Arai into our home. We appreciate our home. But stay focused that you're with Hashem. That's the true simcha. That's the true source. You are where your true place is, where Hashem is and wherever he takes you. May Hashem watch all of you, protect you. Hashem yishmor tzeischa ve'yechem yad oylam. You should have a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful rest of the Yontif, bro, going into the Yemei HaChol, and take the beautiful lessons of Sukkot with us, with the Emunah, with the Betachin, and with the Achdus, the oneness of loving each other, caring about each other, and wishing each other well, and davening for each other, and recognizing that oneness gives us Menuchas HaNefesh, because Hashem has such Sipak HaNefesh when we treat each other this way and we feel as one, that Hashem, who is one, dwells within us and gives us all the brachas we need, the Ezes Hashem, towards the ultimate Geula, the Binyan Beis HaShlishi HaNitzri B'mheira V'yameinu. Amen.